Welcome to the Sleeping Outside the Box podcast. I'm your host, Doron Lazarus, integrative sleep coach and founder of the Sleep Coach Academy, where we check in every week with tips and tricks from the latest in the field to be able to allow you to get your sleep, your health, and your life back on track. So let's go ahead and dive in. I wanted to speak about today, sleep anxiety. You might be asking, if you've never struggled with sleep, what on earth is sleep anxiety? And I'll explain, because it can seem very simple, but can actually be very challenging to get over. So sleep anxiety is nothing more than the could be temporary thought about, oh my gosh, what happens if I don't sleep tonight? And again, I know if you've never dealt with it, it seems like so benign and so foreign and illogical, and it is, and we're going to get into the details. But let's say, for example, someone has a stressful time period in life, they lose a loved one, they go through a surgery, they lose a job, whatever, and their sleep gets thrown off. Oftentimes what that spirals into the obsessive thinking about, oh my gosh, what happens if I don't sleep tomorrow night? What happens if I can't sleep ever again? And every time that a person gets into bed, those negative words, thoughts, and feelings keep replaying in their mind. They create a sense of hypervigilance that doesn't allow sleep to take over. And the person feels very stuck. I know clients that literally have panic attacks in bed every time they go to sleep. Now, again, I know it's not logical, but this is what people are dealing with. And if you or someone you know is struggling with sleep anxiety, you definitely want to listen to the end of this podcast because I think it's going to be very helpful and very revealing. First things first, don't think that this is a weakness. In fact, many of my clients that struggle with sleep anxiety are very smart people, leaders in their field, doctors, therapists themselves, teachers, all sorts. So it's not like, oh my gosh, why can't I get over this? It seems like a simple thing. Sometimes the smarter people are, the more analytical and skeptical that their minds are, the more challenging that their sleep anxiety can be. So what have people done up to now, and how maybe we able to improve the situation? So I think the two kind of classic routes that people have been using for years to be able to deal with sleep anxiety are pills and CBT. And I'll explain what each one is. And we'll maybe start with CBT. Cognitive behavioral therapy teaches you to challenge your thoughts. So let's say you have a thought and that thought says, oh my gosh, you're going to be up all night tonight, or what happens if you don't sleep tonight, or you're going to be a disaster tomorrow, whatever those thoughts are. CBT teaches you to challenge your thoughts and say, well, that's not logical, that's not rational, and to replace them with more helpful ways of thinking. And while this can help, CBT for insomnia can be very helpful, for a lot of the clients that come to me, it's not only not helpful, but it's actually triggering and frustrating. And I think, you know, when I went down my journey of becoming a sleep coach, and I had to kind of really learn the difference between the conscious and the subconscious mind, it all started to make sense to me because, I mean, to put in just simplistic terms, we have two parts of our mind, conscious and subconscious. The conscious mind is the part of the mind that we are aware of, maybe a little bit in control of. It's logical and rational. We use it to make decisions. But that's actually the minor part of our mind. The much greater, more powerful, faster, more dominant force in our mind is actually our subconscious mind. And I want you to imagine the subconscious mind is a little child. And this little child is neither logical nor rational. In fact, the more that you try to reason with logic and argumentation with a little child, the more you're going to get frustrated. Imagine, for example, you have a three-year-old and the three-year-old's having a temper tantrum, you know, in the middle of your dinner party. So all of the yelling, punishing, rewarding, logical thinking, hey, you know, little Billy, come on, get over here. You're ruining my party. How could you do this to me? I've been such a good parent to you. All of that logical thinking and speaking is not going to make the situation any better. And it's just going to get the kid and you more frustrated. And I find for a lot of people, when they try to use kind of the CBT model for subconscious thoughts, It's the same way. They're just running around in circles. Yes, they can temporarily replace it, but the thought always just comes back, and sometimes comes back with a vengeance. I find that when people fail to notice this difference and they somehow think that they can out-logic or out-replace their own negative thinking, they find themselves getting stuck and not able to move forward, and then the anxiety oftentimes perpetuates itself. The other route that people tend to take when it comes to dealing with sleep anxiety is pills. People will many times look, if they're feeling very anxious before bed, especially regarding sleep, they'll look to pills, whether, you know, relatively benign things like magnesium or melatonin or other more herbal supplements, chamomile, GABA, passion flower, and there's a whole host of them. Or maybe if that's not working, they'll upgrade to the more prescription sleeping pills, either the more sedative nature of like Ambien or Lunesta, or they'll go for more like a Klonopin or a Xanax, which is a benzodiazepine, which is really dealing with the root, or it's really dealing with the anxiety, trying to taking the edge off of that anxiety. Now, the problem with pills is A, they have side effects. B, many times these are highly controlled substances that doctors are very skeptical about giving out. And C, they're not getting to the root of the situation. They're not actually addressing the underlying thought process that's causing the anxiety. A lot of people try relaxation and stress unwinding, meditation and yoga and sipping tea, listening to music, and all of those things are helpful if stress is your issue. But for many of my clients, they're not stressed out. It's not like they're overwhelmed with work or life. They just have this constant gnawing feeling in the back of their mind that prevents them from falling asleep. Oh my gosh, you're never going to fall asleep again. What happens if you don't fall asleep at night? Make sure that you're aware of whether you're falling asleep or not. All of those thoughts, they're not stressed out. This is a underlying, irrational, subconscious pattern that plays themselves in their body and mind and literally can wreak havoc on people's sleep for years. So I feel, you know, when you understand the model, when I speak out how things work, it actually makes a lot of sense that the solution to sleep anxiety is going to be a subconscious one. That taking sleeping pills or trying to manage your stress or to replace your thoughts is not actually getting to the root of the situation. And the sleep anxiety is, for more likely than not, going to bounce back and oftentimes harder than it ever did before. So I believe that the long-term solution to sleep anxiety, that which helped me and helps my clients around the world, is hypnosis. And when hypnosis is done correctly in a very gentle, careful, sensitive kind of way, hypnosis can go in and restructure the subconscious mind. And as someone who's dealt with my own mental health struggles in the past, I can tell you how liberating it's been to have access to my own subconscious and to be able to literally shed constant racing panicky thoughts and to replace them with a deep sense of calm and balance. And for anyone who's ever struggled, if you found hypnosis in the past, you know how incredible it can be. And that's why I'm a big believer. If I were to take any tool to the sleep coaching world, it would be hypnosis. I find that it is the fastest, most efficient way to affect change, not only regarding anxiety, but anxiety included. Also things like depression, racing thoughts, bad habits, psychosomatic issues. I find that there are so many things that can benefit with hypnosis when it's done properly. And that's why I spend a lot of the time in my academy training my coaches on hypnosis, teaching them the skills of how to do it, and really found it very effective. So I'm going to ask you, what do you feel is going to be your next step forward? Do you know anybody with sleep anxiety, and could they benefit from the hypnotic approach to be able to not try to hypnotize themselves to sleep every night? That I don't find very effective, but to be able to rewrite the script of their subconscious mind that they're no longer constantly dealing with those racing, panicky, negative thoughts every time they get into bed. This has been Doron Lazarus with the Sleeping Outside the Box podcast. If you're interested in learning more about how to solve your sleep issues once and for all, or to become an integrative sleep coach and help those around you, go ahead and check out our website at sleepcoachacademy.org. There you can learn more details and fill in an application if you're interested in any of our services. Sleep well, and we look forward to seeing you in the next edition